Cruz predicts, we are gonna see four new Republican Hispanic women in Congress fighting against open borders. By Ashley Oliver on June 23, 2022. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, believes the four Republican Hispanic women running for Congress in South Texas and Virginia will win their competitive races in the midterms and join Republicans in calling for more border security next Congress. Cruz, speaking at a press conference about the border, gave his prediction one day after former police officer Isley Vega, a Salvadoran American, won a tight primary race in Virginia and 1 week after now Representative Myra Flores, RTX, saw a historic win in Texas's 34th district. Let me just give a moment of hope, Cruz said as he praised Flores, who he said has seen firsthand the horrors of open borders, for winning a heavily Hispanic district that Democrats had represented for about 150 years. Flores, who is married to a Border Patrol agent, is running alongside Republicans Monica de la Cruz and Cassie Garcia in the three most southern districts of the Lone Star State. Republicans have targeted all three border districts as winnable this November despite two of them leaning blue. I'm here to predict right now, there are two other districts in South Texas that likewise have been Democrat for over 100 years. I believe we're going to win all three. You're gonna see three Republicans elected from South Texas, all Hispanic women, and I cannot wait, Cruz said. Vega, whom Cruz endorsed, is aiming to unseat Representative Abigail Spanberger, DBA, in the northern suburbs of Virginia. A race 538 rates as 2 points favorable to Democrats in Cook Political Report rates a lean Democrat toss-up. Actually, just yesterday, in Virginia, Lee Vega, who is the daughter of immigrants from El Salvador, whose brother was nearly killed by MS-13, was badly wounded and nearly killed, she won her primary yesterday, Cruz said. We're gonna see four new Republican Hispanic women standing up and saying open borders are wrong. Vega told the Washington Post, which described her as a political lightning rod in 2020, that she was driven to join law enforcement after her parents fled gang violence in El Salvador and after she saw family and friends brutalized by gang members in her neighborhood in Northern Virginia. Cruz added of Vega and the three South Texas candidates, I cannot wait to see Nancy Pelosi and Ock argue with these Hispanic women. No, 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 you don't understand what the border is like. What they're doing is wrong. And the American people are fed up with it. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.